What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let's take today's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Minister of Health, Fernando Boyd Galindo, presented the methodology of the roundtable discussions that will address the crisis of the Social Security Fund, the CSS. He also said that they will present updated figures on the institution's economic situation, and he reported that the second meeting will be held next Wednesday, and in it the different sectors of the country will be able to present and support their proposals regarding health services and the Disability, Old Age and Death, the IVM program. Adequate time has been set for receiving the information to produce a bill that will allow the institution and the retirement structures to continue operating. In this regard, he said that the draft law document is expected to be ready by October the 31st. All unions can contribute. We will begin receiving information next Wednesday to prepare and produce the final bill. The minister reported that each group represented at the tables has a principal member, a substitute, and technical advisers. Proposals can be modified so that in the end a consensus is reached among all, he said. The health minister, while understanding the workers' position, also regrets that this fear exists at the first meeting. I understand why there have been many governments and many round tables where things have been promised and that they have not been fulfilled. What we are asking is all groups to do is to give us a vote of confidence, he said. He invited all sectors to participate in the round tables, and if they have any kind of disagreement, they can freely express it. Everyone has the right. Furthermore, after the president receives all the options and makes a proposal to the National Assembly, they can go to the Legislative Assembly to give their opinions, he added. The Minister of Health does not justify calling people out onto the streets, although he does respect the position of the workers. I don't expect anything similar to what happened with the mine to happen, Boyd said, of the discontent of some groups regarding the CSS issue. Dino Mon, who will take over as head of the Social Security Fund, said that the opinions of all sectors are needed to incorporate them into a proposed solution. And it's very clear that the methodological process will have to be concluded and we can all reach a consensus together. This is an active methodology. First, we listen and each of the proposals will be presented and from there we build an appropriate consensus to send it to the National Assembly. With the installation of two roundtables, discussions that will address proposals starting this Wednesday to resolve the crisis in the Social Security Fund focused on health services and the Disability, Old Age and Death, the IVM program, the first objections have arisen from a group of workers and the teachers' union. The National Confederation of Independent Trade Unions, Unity CONUSI, indicated that the process or initiated the process by setting certain conditions for participation. Marco Andrade, Secretary General of CONUSI, requested that the dialogue be broadcast and said that they do not agree with the Minister of Health, Fernando Boyd Galindo, and the new Director General of the Social Security Fund, Dino Mon, being imposed as mediators. We want to ask that the dialogues be televised, not to play politics, but so that the population is informed, said Andrade, noting that they will deliver a letter with the position of the Workers' Confederation, and according to the methodology presented, they will evaluate participation in the process and in the conversation. He also said that they do not agree with imposing the facilitators and the methodology. We do not want the retirement age to be raised, nor to burden the workers with more taxes. And what we want is for the culprits who have defrauded the Social Security Fund to be found. President José Raúl Molina responded that he would review CONUSI's letter and announce that the dialogue would not be televised or broadcast, nor would it be broadcast on social media. I'm not imposing anything at all. I'm appointing the two moderators of the table, and the topic has to focus on the specific issues that bring us here, saving the Social Security Fund. I reiterate and emphasize that the fund will not be subject to any type of privatization, said President Molina. Another group that started the round table with objections was the teachers' union. In a statement, the Teachers Action Front, which brings together several unions from the education sector, including the Panama Teachers Association, ASAPROF, the Independent Teachers Association, the Veraguas Educators Association, and regional leaders, indicated that they do not agree. They also do not agree with the mediators appointed by the executive. The president is taking away the possibility for the people to hear and to see what is being discussed regarding the Social Security Fund, stating that it will not be televised or broadcast on the radio. He's also imposing mediators by assigning Dino Mon and the Boyd Minister of Health, who are both judge and party, a total disadvantageous position for the workers, the teachers' union indicated. Well, this Monday, the only two tables were formed, one of which will analyse the issue of health and the other disability, old age and death, the IVM programme, while the methodology was announced. Now, the other meeting is scheduled now to take place next Wednesday, the 18th of September, to start the dialogue that should lead to the elaboration of a bill that will be submitted to the National Assembly at the end of October. In the district of Monagrillo, Province of Herrera, three H-type steel beams have been found abandoned outside a vacant lot in the La Dormadiera neighbourhood. The discovery comes amid the investigation into the disappearance of 600 steel beams that remained in a warehouse at the Ministry of Public Works in Farfan, destined for the repair of the Bridge of Americas. Anti-corruption prosecutor Adela Heidi Cacereño confirmed during a press conference that her office was initiating new investigations to locate the stolen beams following this latest discovery in Monagrillo. Cacereño explained that to date 53 beams have been recovered in various regions of the country. The first were found in Panama Oeste, that was 18, followed by six beams found on Avenida Nacional in Panama City, in the province of Herrera. In addition to the three beams in Monagrillo, 14 were located in La Arena and 12 in Boca de Parita. Residents of the Monagrillo area said that the three beams have been there for at least 2 months, which raised suspicions among the neighbours. A source close to the case indicated that the land where the beams were found is located just a few metres from the house of one of the Sandoval brothers, singers of traditional music. In fact, Sammy and Sandra Sandoval are currently out of the country, and the Sandoval brothers performed this Sunday at the Quiet Canon Conference Center in Los Angeles in California. Rafael Sabonge, former head of the Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, was reported to the Public Prosecutor's Office for the loss of 600 steel beams that were in a MOP warehouse in Farfan, originally intended for the repair work of the Bridge of the Americas. Well, Abdiel Gonzalez, the complainant, requested that Sabonge be investigated for the alleged commission of the crimes against public administration, specifically for the possible commission of negligent embezzlement and alleged omission of public duties. The beams did not just leave Farfan's warehouse on foot. It required machinery, planning, coordination, a leader, a person in charge to take charge of this, said the lawyer. And he recalled that the company Geo Solutions Consulting showed that the beams were moved during the day. He also mentioned this Sunday it was learned that several were found in the interior of the country. The question is, did the former Minister of Public Works, as a representative of the institution, not have knowledge? Was he not kept informed? These acts occurred before he left the position of minister. Consequently, we should not be surprised that he is responsible, said the complainant. Well, until now, the former minister, Sabonge, has said little about the matter. In a message he sent to the television programme Cuatro Poder, he said that he had no idea where the beams were and that they were practically discarded material, and that they were part of a project that dates back to 2010, three presidential terms ago. However, several people told La Prensa that the former minister was last seen on Saturday at 8 a.m. at the Tocumen International Airport, leaving the country. It's unknown what his destination was and whether he's already returned. At a press conference held on Monday, prosecutor Cedeño explained that she began investigating the case on the 5th of September following a complaint filed by the new mop authorities. And, well, I tell you what, we're going to now move to something a little bit more pleasant. This Sunday, the 15th of September. Remember yesterday we talked about all the flower mosaics. Well, this last Sunday was also the Chami Extreme Fishing Tournament, which took place at Punta Chami with 30 boats and fishermen from all over the country. Eduardo Carrasquilla from the Doña Alexavina boat of Team Latinos received the Responsible Fisherman Award granted by the Aquatic Resources Authority of Panama, ARAP. This was for obtaining 20 releases of various fish specimens. Genesis Oquendo, one of the team members, expressed the enthusiasm for participating in this type of tournament. It's exciting and healthy. I love the adrenaline and the feeling of the rush. Well, Arab biologists were present to carry out biometric records of the captured species using weight and size measurement techniques. A wide variety of species were classified in compliance with conservation regulations. Tournament organizer Jonathan Vasquez said that the event's featured categories were snapper, corvina, and snook, where there were two boats as prizes and nearly 16,000 balboas to distribute to the winning participants. He added that the categories included kayak, boat, and shore, where the fishing technique was rod and hand line. Tournament judge Patricio Sanchez explained that to validate the catches, each team had to document their catch with a video, which showed the lifting of the species, its measurement, and the previously provided tag. This guaranteed the transparency and the fairness of the event. And no doubt was a big release for the fish as well. So anyway, that's it. There we go. There's our look for today. Those are some of the items in the news taken up mainly by, obviously, the situation at the CSS and missing steel beams. So that's it. They're all compiled for you for this morning's programme.